Joseph Moores with DMI Acquisitions. You, in your presentation, mentioned this as a project where it's a healing of the community. Would you like to expound on that?
Sure. When we first came on site, we found an idle industrial site that, with just two people walking, very quickly you felt the pain that this village had felt when the mill closed. And as we began putting the redevelopment plan together, it's become for us more of a vision of healing a community. And if we do that, everything else will come behind that. That's really our vision here.
Initially, the company thought there may be more scrapping, but now you're seeing less scrapping and more redevelopment?
No, we're pretty much on the same target we were from our original view of the site and what our plans were. We always knew that we were going to be a company that held assets after the scrapping operation. So it's pretty much turned out what we thought it would be. It's just the redevelopment piece has come much quicker behind the scrapping. The scrapping operation actually is a little bit behind, and the redevelopment is a lot forward. So that's kind of where we're at this point.
You'd mentioned that the initial outlook was maybe 2 years, get some things going, but it's taken five, even though everyone's working really hard at it. Mm-hmm. It takes time to do this, doesn't it?
Sure, it absolutely does. It takes a lot of time to get it done. There's a lot of people to talk to. There's a lot of people to get involved. But with the help of the village and Vandewall, we found that process very much easier. And actually, we've had the opportunity to spend some time in Madison with some of the state representatives and getting them involved in the site as well. And so this is really a collaborative effort of a lot of people that are working very, very hard to make this happen.
Just an overview of the project. It looks like you take down the southern half of the actual mill building. There's some other sites on the southern edge of the property, south of the railroad before the river, and that would be new lots. And then you have a couple of existing buildings that can be leased almost immediately, right?
That's correct. That's correct. Most all the assets are between 80 and 100% done that are not the mill site. And then the mill site will be done later next year. But we're in the active process of leasing the facilities that are ready for occupancy. And those are most of the buildings exclusive of the mill site and the admin R&D building.
And it looks like you're going to start with the mill building as far as demolition and some construction work there.
That's correct. We will be starting early 2014, actually the week of January 6th. We're hoping to kick off the demolition of the south side of that building. And we're actually hoping to have that done within the next 6 months.
And then the new face of that building would actually face south and not north, right?
That is correct. It will face the river and you will actually come in on the back road, which will be a very nice look out of that building at the river property.
You had mentioned in your presentation that it would be nice to get that bridge built for Highway 54.
Yes, it absolutely would, and it could be a real help to most of the industry here in central Wisconsin. And so that's one of the reasons that we're spending some time in Madison and trying to get that moved along.
You do have plenty of rail facilities, though. Let's first of all touch on, do you have existing businesses that are looking to move into this new business park?
We do. We are actively talking with many companies that have an interest in most of those being biomass or supported by the biomass in this area. And then obviously logistics, warehousing, and transportation is very, very important as well.
One of the interesting things you talked about was the 100 building, which would have the office building but also a research and development area. I understand your company would actually donate part of that building?
That's correct. We've actually offered to donate the entire building, which is 190,000 square foot, because we believe that the Wiscork Center would be the centerpiece of this property and be a vital piece to the community.
As we look at potential people coming in to lease this and start their businesses, a lot of the infrastructure is already there. The fiber is there in most places. You've got the utilities, you've got the roads, minus the bridge, of course, and you've got
correct.
The rail. I would imagine you're so close to having the same as a certified site that it's negligible.
Yes, we're very close to being in that arena, and we expect that that'll be happening sometime in early 2014.
If businesses would like to get in touch with DMI, how do they go about it?
Contact me at our Columbus office at 614-252-1811, and I would be glad to talk to anybody that has interest or questions.
One thing I forgot to ask you about, it appears that DMI Acquisitions has a different operating philosophy than some of the other companies we've seen taking over other paper mills. Brokaw comes to mind. They're not doing much up there, and it appears that you're trying to get something going rather quickly.
Yeah, our vision is much different than some of the other demolition operations that we've seen go on in the area, in that it's not just a demolition operation. It's revitalization of the area and revitalizing the industrial sites.